Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. The play's the thing, and in this case, the play's the play that quotation comes from. Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany, New York, is producing William Shakespeare's classic tragedy, Hamlet. And there will be Something Rotten in the State of Denmark on the Caprep stage through May 10th. Broadway's Kevin McGuire and our dear friend directs. Kevin is the founding artistic director of the theater company at Hubbard Hall. And while there, he directed Hamlet, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Much Ado About Nothing, Twelfth Night, As You Like It, Two Gentlemen of Verona, as well as 50 other plays and musicals. At the time he was doing this, I lived right across the street and got to see most of them. So I was a very lucky man.
Yes, you are.
I've told this story before on the air, but one of my great experiences before I moved out into the country, I lived right across the street from the theater, and you guys would be out and you'd be rehearsing, and there'd be actors everywhere. You'd be out on the street, you'd be out on the fire escape, everywhere, and I would just go out on my porch and listen. It was the coolest thing in the world.
Right, you could hear it coming from the fire escape.
Right.
Yeah,
It was so cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Now, first of all, great to see you.
Nice to see you. Thank you, so do you.
And Kevin McGuire is back, and now I saw you do Hamlet at Cambridge, and
yeah.
It was one of the most incredible performances and theatrical experiences I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, this is going to be equally as wonderful.
So now
I love this play, and I think that all I have to do is get out of its way.
Okay.
The play is the thing. And so out of the gate, you have this brilliant play, Hamlet, which is the greatest achievement of the human imagination. So you start from there, and then you go, I'm going to step aside now and let these brilliant actors tell this brilliant story. And it's not about a director. And I'm having the time of my life.
Okay, but very nice, but you're being humble. Okay.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
it's the truth.
No, no, because people need direction, and you need to know.
Well, yes.
They need direction, and they need to know the mission and the direction that they're going to go in.
Right.
And you help with that, and it's a beautiful.
And the design and everything.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
you're doing your job in there.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. So what was it about? Because I think now, first of all, I'm going to make a statement, and then you tell me whether this is true or false. Generally mm-hmm. speaking, it is rare to see a theater company, especially the size of the theater company at Hubbard Hall in Cambridge, New York, and even Caprep, to take on a production like this of Hamlet.
Well,
is that true?
That is absolutely true, and it has to do with the size of the cast. It doesn't have to do with the play. You cannot do this play with less than 12 people. It's impossible.
Right.
There are 16 people in the cast at Capitol Repertory Theater, and at Hubbard there were 18. And the advantage at Hubbard was that at the time we only had a few equity contracts, which means professional
right.
actors to pay. And you can do a lot when you don't have to pay actors. And God bless actors in the Capitol District. They were coming from all over the place to work at Hubbard, to rehearse at night, you know, for 3 or 4 hours, to do the productions on the weekends, and they volunteered.
Just so I could see it out.
Just so you could see it, Joe. Just so you could hear it. Just because they loved being in these plays, and
I
professional actors love being in these plays as well, of course. And Capitol Rep has taken a, you know, really. It's a financial burden. I think it will absolutely pay off. I think it's worth it. I think a theater like Capitol Repertory Theater has to do plays like this to remind people of where new plays come from, you know, so that we understand our history, you know.
But there also is a trust, I would assume, I think, this is true, I don't know how it could not be true, which is there's a trust in you. There's a trust that you'll be able to bring this together and to pull it off and to do something that is not only theatrically vibrant, but also, you know, will pay the bills at the end of the day.
Yes, I think that's probably true. And I've been, you know, looking at it and thinking about it for a year, over a year.
So now to your statement.
It's stunning.
So now to your statement, which I do want to take at its very core, which is you just let it go and stand out of the way, which indicates that there is such a that it is so solid and so and you can argue on this word if you want to, but perfect that you don't really have to screw around with it a lot.
Right, but you have to. The actors have to know exactly what they're saying.
Right.
The actors have to be committed to what they're saying. There has to be clinical clarity, passionate intent. There has to be. They have to move. They have to. We have. They have to move. They have to be staged. It has to. Has to flow. Has to make sense. Word with action. Nothing can happen until the text tells us that it's happening. So it's all happening in one. I mean, that's part of the rehearsal process. Actors like to anticipate what's going to happen and physicalize something before they actually say it. So all of those little things, and then give it a context, give it an environment with the designers, give it a period. I mean, I'm doing it in like 1924 Denmark, European, between the wars. You know, the text, in the text, the play starts at the end of a skirmish, and at the end of the play, a skirmish is beginning. I mean, I call them skirmishes because some of these wars were over, like, you know, 50 feet of land in Sweden. You know, it's
right.
Like, yeah. So I also think that the 20s, you know, had the financial world was shifting from London to New York. Europeans were sort of bereft, and monarchies were falling apart. And I think it's a really good time to put this. It's not a concept. I mean, the kids who came yesterday said, you know, did you change the text? Because it was so clear and it sounded like, and it's, no, not one word of Shakespeare has been changed. Not one word.
You don't have to.
No, no. And they were just surprised that they followed the story. And I'm saying, if the actors know what the story is and exactly what they're saying, you will follow the story.
You, I'm going to go back to Cambridge for a second because, as I mentioned, I read a long list of Shakespeare that you did at Hubbard Hall, and
yeah.
As I said, I was lucky to see most of it, if not all of it. And what you had there were new people that would come in and out, but there was a core company there that would keep on doing this over and over again.
Yeah.
Is there such thing as a Shakespearean, you know, an actor, a good Shakespeare actor?
Yeah.
Meaning that the people that you get, I mean, that is a skill that you learn that you can pull that off.
Yes. You mean as an actor or as
yes.
a director to find them?
I meant it as a question for the actor of a person to have that skill to be able to pull it off, but I am interested in that too.
Well, as an actor, I mean, I am an actor.
Right.
And a lot of the people in this play, in this production, I've worked with before, either at the Shakespeare Theater in Washington, D.C. The sound designer is the same sound designer. The sound is unbelievable. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's multi-layered. It's fantastic. And Vanessa Sterling, who actually was born in Saratoga, who I was with in Washington, D.C., is playing Ophelia. I loved working with her. And Patrick Vale is playing Laertes. I loved working with him. And, of course, David, I did Red with at Capitol Repertory Theater.
Yeah.
And I just think he's fantastic and incredibly gifted guy and a wonderful actor. And I had such a great time with him. I don't think that you do Hamlet if you don't have a Hamlet in mind. I mean, I don't think any director in the country would say, let's do a production of Hamlet. I have no idea who's going to play Hamlet. I don't think that you do that. Maybe they do. I don't think so. I don't even think they do that in the Berkshires.
Well, you have somebody in mind.
The fabulous Berkshires.
But this is, again, you have somebody in mind, i.e., you have worked with these people for a long time,
yeah.
and you know what they're capable of.
Yeah.
That was sort of my whole point, of you've brought them along, and this
yeah.
is an actor who can take on Shakespeare.
Yeah, because there's a vocabulary that develops between
right.
people when they work together, and it's just unstated, and it's just sort of, you know, you start reading each other's minds. In some wonderful kind of way.
The fact that did you always know you didn't want to be in it?
Well, I've been in it before.
I've been in it. Meaning that this time
no, for this
gonna,
time,
I
no,
want to set it out.
Too much. It would be too much. I mean, I have to look at this. You know, I have to continually look at this and see it and you know, make little changes and fixes, and so it's perfect. You know,
but it's still a mix for you, acting and directing. You'll go dip into.
Yeah, I just came back from Berkeley. I directed a workshop of a new musical. It was very exciting, and I say yes. I say yes to everything. I mean, if someone asks me, except unless I'm doing something else and I can't do it, then I have to say no. But I mean, but my initial instinct is to say yes to work.
You know what I was thinking of the other day? I was going through some stuff and I found you did a musical over at Hubbard Hall. It was one of the best things I've ever seen. Still one of the best pieces of theater I think I've ever seen.
Lord, you are so nice,
and that
Joe.
Was Henry's House.
Oh, yeah. That
My
was,
God, that was fun.
That wasn't it?
No, so where is the life
kids?
On that? Now, what happens
I
to
don't
that?
Know. You know, you don't know. I mean, I never do anything thinking anything's ever going to happen. I mean, I barely have a picture and resume. I'm the worst business person in the world. Nobody
but
knows.
Why can't somebody resurrect that?
And then, you know,
because people, a new generation should see
because
that,
nobody
enjoy
saw,
it.
Because
and...
nobody saw it. Nobody came to Cambridge ever to see anything. You know, and the reason why I'm directing this at Capitol Rep is because Maggie happened to come and see Hamlet at in Cambridge. That's the truth. And if she hadn't seen it, I wouldn't be directing this.
Yeah.
You know, so there you go. So, you know, people don't see it. Directors, their work on stage is their audition. You know, I mean, but if people don't come and see it, then they have no idea what a person's
doing. But
the
music in that was so great. I'm telling you, you compare that to anything new on Broadway now,
it
blows it out of the water.
Right.
It was incredible.
Oh my God, you're so sweet.
So,
well, you know, you can go to newspapers and the Times and whatever, and stand on your head and light your hair on fire. They don't care. I mean, that, you know, people are like, oh, that's a little theater up in, you know.
Well, I know, but I'm worried that you've let it die in your head. I want you to.
Oh my God, I hadn't thought about it for years. Like, I mean, I think what was that, 2001?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But you could say we could do this again. Let's put on a show and bring this back, because I think people should see this.
Why don't you produce it, Joe?
Well, I don't know how to do that.
Well, you don't have to do anything. You just have to write a check.
Come up with the money.
Just
That's
come up
I
with the cash, big guy. Come on now.
And we'll put on a
yeah,
show.
Yeah, but anyway, so, you know, it's good. I mean, this is very good work, I think, at Capitol Rep.
Well, you do great work.
And you
surround yourself with great actors and you put yourself in good situations.
Thank you. That is so very nice of you. And I'm lucky to be there, and it's a great place, and I really hope that people come and support it, and I hope they come because it's going to be wonderful. But, you know, it's a big chunk for the theater to chew.
Well, and I'm really glad you're doing it for kids too. I mean, that's great. I mean,
oh, we have a lot of student matinees. As a matter of fact, the student matinees have sold so well that they've extended through the week of the 10th to the 17th, and it's very possible that we're going to extend the run. It's a very likely possibility at this point because it's selling very well.
We're out of time.
Okay, great.
And the British people have to come over and do the news. But Kevin, thank you very
the
much.
British
you
are
can
coming.
Find out more at capitalrep.org for more information. Thank you very much for listening to the Roundtable.